Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted and Starglow Media comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. And we begin with athletes from two countries getting relegated to the Olympic Riverside. This summer, instead of the normal parade of teams inside a stadium for opening ceremonies, the world's best will travel on boats down the River Seine toward the Eiffel Tower in Paris. But those from Russia and Belarus, who already can't compete under their country's flags because of the war with Ukraine, have also now been told they can't ride with the rest of the athletes. Instead, they'll have to watch the festivities from land. According to the Associated Press, the International Olympic Committee expects 36 athletes from Russia and 22 from Belarus. Both of those nations are involved in the war against Ukraine, and as punishment, none of their athletes can represent their countries and must compete as neutrals. Washington, D.C.'s famous Cherry Blossom Festival opens today, but tell that to the trees. They hit peak bloom last Sunday, 3 days early, marking the second earliest blossoming on record. The buds beat expert estimates, but it shouldn't have come as much of a surprise since the nation's capital had one of its warmest winters ever. According to Climate Central, in the last 30 years, rising temperatures have shifted the peak bloom date from April 6th to April 1st. And by the end of the century, it could happen as early as the first week in March. Ironically, even though it was a warm winter and the flowers opened extra early, Mother Nature wasn't done with surprises. AccuWeather shows morning temperatures this week close to the freezing mark, with highs barely making it into the 50s. More of Princess Kate's pictures are going under the microscope. According to Getty Images, an older family photo now also appears to have been edited. It's from 2 years ago and shows Queen Elizabeth II surrounded by her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. By CNN's count, as many as 19 inconsistencies were found, leading Getty Images to announce that it's placed an editor's note on it, stating that the image has been digitally enhanced at the source. Some who've seen the photo believe it wasn't a snapshot in time, but a collage of different images stitched together. And while the kerfuffle over royal retouching may not seem like a big deal, it definitely is to credible news organizations. They have strict rules that allow only minimal doctoring of handout photos so that they can be sure what they publish reflects reality and so that their readers can believe what they see. Billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott is doubling down on her generosity. The former wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos announced yesterday that she's awarding $640 million to 361 small nonprofits that applied for funding this year. That's more than twice what she had planned. To date, Ms. Scott has given away $16.5 billion of her fortune, which is now estimated at about $35 billion. Bright pink isn't just for Barbie. It's also the hue of a super rare grasshopper with a 10-year-old who fancies herself as a bug expert, the Lucky Finder. Madeline Landecker of Arkansas spotted the colorful cousin to the cricket in her family's barn. Entomologists say the pink is probably the result of a genetic mutation, and the lifetime odds of seeing one are only about 1%. Madeline recognized the rarity right away, named it Millie, and added it to her collection of 9 chickens, 2 dogs, 2 cats, and a rabbit. Madeline, as you may have guessed, hopes to be a vet someday. You may not know his name yet, but you likely soon will. According to the Sun newspaper, British actor Aaron Taylor-Johnson has just been tapped to be the next James Bond. Aaron is known for roles in The Fall Guy, Bullet Train, Avengers: Age of Ultron, and Captain America. Should he accept the spy role, he'll take over for Daniel Craig, who's played 007 for the past 15 years. Aaron reportedly beat out Oscar winner Cillian Murphy, Idris Elba, Henry Cavill, and James Norton. Still to come, a dream job for penguin lovers, a bottom-of-the-world nightmare for others. But first, today's Kid News Quiz. Athletes from which two countries won't ride down the River Seine for opening ceremonies at the Paris Olympics? Russia and Belarus. What bloomed early in Washington, D.C.? The cherry blossoms. How much is philanthropist Mackenzie Scott donating to nonprofits this year? $640 million. What's the name of the actor asked to be the next James Bond? Aaron Taylor Johnson. In today's Kid News Kicker, as you think about what you'd like to do someday, rest assured the possibilities are just about endless. For example, the UK Antarctic Heritage Trust is looking to hire 5 people for a 5-month stint at the world's southernmost post office in Antarctica, including someone to sort mail and count the number of penguins in the area. The specific location is Port Lockroy, which, while remote, is visited by up to 18,000 cruise ship visitors a year. How's the weather? Actually, not too bad, given the location. The job would take place in the Southern Hemisphere's summer, which runs from November to March, when temperatures hover around freezing. For sure, takers will have to make peace with being off the grid. There is no running water, no showers, and no flushing toilets. There is only limited power, limited internet, and absolutely no cell phone service. Before we go, big shout-outs to our Kid News classrooms, including Mr. Josh and his Cyclones at Chicago High School of Agricultural Sciences in Chicago, Illinois, Mrs. Coombs and her flying fourth graders at Incarnation School in Glendale, California, and Mrs. Rasley and her Knights at Central Catholic in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening. If you like Kid News, you'll love our swag. Visit our store at kidnews.org, and we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.